Okay, here we go. Five short ideas for Parshas Chukas. Tovshin Pei Aleph. Oinshul Nishmas Rachapralos. So Moshe Nachman Daniel Ben Aryeh Tzvi Michal Aaron Ben Avram. Opening Torah comes with Yismach Moshe. I believe Yismach Moshe was the Rebbe of Shaila Karstir. Pasuk says in the second pasuk of our Parsha, Yichu Elecha Para Duma Para Timima Shein Ba'Mum. What's the lashon of a Yichu Elecha that you should take for yourself? So Rashi on the pasuk, but really later on. And Chav Beis, but he quotes it over there. He says, "Mashal ben Shivcha Shiditinav Platon Shamach." The end of the day, let the king, the son, let the king whose son who messed up. Right, the lashon of Rashi, just read it inside here. Mashal ben Shivcha Shiditinav Platon Shamach can be compared to a son who made with soil the king's palace. On so too, similarly, let the cow come and atone for the calf. At the end of the day, we see there's a very strong connection between the Chid Eagle and between the Paraduma. Svarim say, I forgot who says this, but at the end of the Chid Eagle, we had to understand where Moshe was. Paradumas, we don't understand anything. That's not the Yisach Moshe saw. Yisach Moshe says that, what's the Lashav? Yichu Elecha, Ko Echa Misohu Begeder Platon Shemelech. Each and every one of us are part of that king. Each and every one of us are that queen. We are here to pick up the remains. Shenikin is konso betinufa ba'matz mesuyim v'tichach ein malkon liyesh chalal. Elo tovo paru tichaper al ego. What is Rashi teaching us? Rashi is teaching us, Yichu Elecha, take upon yourself the mission to move on. Don't focus on your sins. Move on. Don't let the Yitzhar of sadness and atzos and kas take over you. You messed up. Get your act together. Get your paraduma together. Well, to move on forward. That's why I think they say from the Avnei Nezer, Sumera va'asei tov. What's the vav there? Va'asei tov. How to move on usually sometimes is not getting involved. How do I stop this? How do I stop that? It's increasing yourself with Kedusha. Va'asei tov. When you complete yourself with more Torah and more light and more tefillah and more Kedusha and more chesed, then the Yitzhar will fall away. Obviously, you have to make a dharm as well. Sumera, says the Avnei Nezer, Ayidei asei tov. And this is what the Kotzker Rebbe has always said. Kotzker Rebbe said, I don't want to have Chassidim had to fight the Yitzhar. I want to have Chassidim who are so busy with the Yitzhar Tov, they don't have time for the Yitzhar. The Almighty said at the end of the day to keep ourselves busy with Kedusha, with Tahara, but to know that every single one of us have the ability to have the Paradum to come clean up any ego in our lives. This is what Kotzker says. Ein Shem Yesh is Shalom Midas. We passing Yesh Shalom Midas, right? We passing like a Abaye, Ravon Abaye. Yesh Shalom Midas. Yesh is not from our Das. Yesh is not part of a Jewish dictionary. Yesh Shalom Midas is not part of who we are. Ein Shem Yesh B'Rom Kalak. Rabbi Nachman says, at the end of the day, the Yismach Moshe says, each and every one of us are like the king and the queen. We have the ability to clean up our own mess. And how do we do that? Avnei Nezer says, and the Kotzker Rebbe says, by doing action, by being involved with light and Kedusha, then the evil and the Ra falls away. But to know that we can always never give up on ourselves. We can always move forward and always never give up on the Rabbeinu Shalom believing in us as well. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes to us on the Rebbe Reb Simcha Bunim. Reb Simcha Bunim of Pshischa, a few psukim later. Zois HaTorah Odom Kiyomas Ba'ol. The Gemara in Brachas tells us, and Daf Samach Gimel, I believe, that this is the source that a person has to be. Mamis Az Atzmal, when it comes to Yiddishkeit, we have to be able to really work our, we have to work on ourselves. But says the Reb Simcha Bunim, what's his lashon of Zois HaTorah Odom? Odom. Well, let's say Ish, what's Odom? He says Odom, there's two lashon of Odom. There's two types of things that a person has to have. You have to have shiflos to adam and gadlus to boire. Right? They say from the tzaddikim that a person has to live with these two packets. The humility of a person and the gadlus and the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And at the end of the day, adam comes from lashon of afar, min ha'adama. But also, adam comes from lashon adama le'elyon. We have to be represented like the Rabbeinu Shalom. So at the end of the day, adama le'afar, that's shiflos to adam. That's our humility. But we also, in our second palos, you have to remember the gadlus haboyre, the gadlus haboyre, and the adama le'elyon, the gadlus adam, the person I could have to be like the Rabbeinu Shalom, to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to live that balanced life. And this is the idea I saw from the Shvili Pinchas. He says, sometimes in life we have to be a leya, sometimes in life we have to be a racha. He said from the Sasemis on Purim. Sometimes in life we have to live a balance of racha, we have to be quiet. And sometimes in life we have to be leya, apam odes Hashem, we have to speak up, we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like I see what's going on in one of these communities with a certain vad. There's a certain time to speak and there's a certain time to not speak up. At the end of the day, when it comes to kavod Torah, when it comes to kavod or kavod or rabbanim, kavod tamid chachamim, that's a time to speak up. Maybe sometimes the time to be shaken, but when there's kfirah happening and there's again, I don't know all the details, but at the end of the day, But yeah, we have to make sure that the Kavod HaTorah and Kavod HaTamid HaKham is number one. And I think that's exactly what the Rebbe Simcha Bonim says. Those who are Adam, Kiyomas Ba, Adam, you have to live with Shifas to Adam. Adam comes from the Afar. But also Adam and the Elyon. We could be like the Rebbe Nisham. You have a chiyuv to be able to mix these two things together. So the balanced life, the life of Leah, Leah of Rachel, all of the life of Rachel, Leah, Rachel, the one to be quiet about the secrets, about her not knowing, not to embarrass Leah, and Leah, Hapamad HaShem, want to speak up. And that's Hashem is a poor movie, a beautiful idea of living a life of balance, specifically when it comes to speech. Koich HaDibar, moving on to Din number three. Din number three comes to us from the Rebbe of Shmalka of Nicholsburg, the brother, I believe, of the Panim Yafos. The Panim Yafos, I believe, is Yortzeit, is tonight, I think, Tal Thomas. So it says by the Paraduma and someone who has betami meis viza yutes vihiza atara ala tameh bayom hashishi bayom hashvi. Right, so he has to have the tahara on the third day and on the seventh day. The chitu bayom hashvi v'chibes begad of rabbis b'mayim v'tahara. And then the seventh day he will be fully clean. What is this bayom hashlishi ubayom hashvi? What's dafka third and the seventh day? Kasher adam mechinas atzmei mosachol bayom hashlishi, says the Rebbe of Shmuel, when a person prepares himself already on Tuesday, but really throughout the week, but specifically Torah is telling us on Tuesday, likras kedusha Shabbos uvayom hashvi, then Shabbos comes as a muvtach ki yizke b'Shabbos shlemes atar v'cheto b'yom hashvi. You can't just get ready for Shabbos already on Shabbos. You already have to get ready for Shabbos running on the third day. Vayom hashlishi, on the third day, with first push up Shabbos first to tum and tahara. Vayom hashlishi, so we know it's the last time you can make avdala. We say Wednesday is luchon rana by shir shayom, but on shlishi we can already feel kedusha Shabbos. Vayom hashlishi, then or vayom hashvi, then you can be zoicha to feel the seventh day and have all the kedusha and the tahara of Shabbos come. And that really, at the end of the day, is really what Shabbos is all about. And the Tzivah Shalom writes that Shabbos is the lashon of tshuva. Shabbos botashuv, Shabbos stands for. At the end of the day, every single one of us, we have the ability to be able to turn off the week. Like the Baal Shem Tov says, Meis be'er Shabbos siman yafalo. When someone dies on Friday, it's a good thing. What does it mean, Meis be'er Shabbos siman yafalo? It doesn't just mean when someone passes away. Pnimi's idea is when someone is able to put their Fridays, put their week behind them. Meis be'er Shabbos siman yafalo. Then you can go into Shabbos. At the end of the day, I think the Rebbe Shmuel is telling us, Mishetarach be'er Shabbos, Yochab Shabbos. You can't go into the wedding without preparing for the wedding. You can't go in to face the Chaslin, to face the Rebbeinu Shalom and the Kala of Shabbos without preparing first, and that is the idea of our Rabbi Mashishli, beautiful idea from Rabbi Shmelko, and from the Siva Shalom. Moving on to Din number 4. Din number 4 comes to us after the Chedim Meriva, then we get to the Rav Cheskel of Kuzmir, quoting Rav Yitzhak of Vorka, in the first Pasuk of Raviv. Ayishach Moshe, Malachim Mikadosh HaMelech Edom, Komar Achicha Yisrael, Ata Yadatas Kol Tla Asher Metzotanu. Basically, Moshe starts off with peace. Even by Edom, even by Esau, we want to be able to travel through with peace, that we know they say that you're not allowed to go, can't go through here, we have to go around, it's the whole thing. Says the Rav Cheskel of Kuzmir from Yivis of Vorka, which you know that basic interest of Vorka was all about Avos Yisrael. Just listen to Rav Shlomo Karbach's story about Ocean of Tears. Right, we know that Edom is Esau. Even to Edom, we start with Kol Marechecha Yisrael. L'shtamish b'loshen amura al ach v'achecha Yisrael. We start with peace. This is what Rav Shechter just said a few weeks ago. And he's talking to the teens, and we're talking about Amalek. How could it be Torah? The Torah could be so destructive against Amalek. And Rav Shechter says, when it comes to Amalek, we don't just start off with killing. We offer them peace first. We offer them shalom. The Rama Paskins, we offer them peace, Rav Shechter said. We offer them peace. If they don't want peace, that's another story. And then we get Sahal, and then we get go. But we want a two-state solution? Gevaldik. Will they ever take it? Of course not, because they can't handle it. But at the end of the day, a Jewish job is Kol Marechecha Yisrael, with a hava. And this is exactly Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen is mentioned in the Torah. We're going to say it in the next Torah. Aaron HaKohen, his whole Kol Beis Yisrael. Everyone cried for Aaron HaKohen, because he was Ov Shalom Rodeh Shalom. He was one of love, peace, pursued peace. That's what Simon writes. That there were so many thousands of people who were separated. Aaron HaKohen would always be able to make sure to bring the Ahava, to bring the Shalom. How important is this lesson, especially the Lubavitch Rebbe's Yortzeit today. Lubavitch Rebbe's Yortzeit. Suchos Yogan Aleinu. He writes from yesterday's Hayom Yom from the Alter Rebbe. It's proper to say before davening that a person should take upon himself the mitzvah of Ahavta Lecha Kamoicha. The Alter Rebbe writes this in the Siddur. This means that the precept of Ahavas Yisrael is the entry gate through which man can pass to stand before Hashem to daven. By merit of that love, the worshipper's prayer is accepted. Says the Rebbe from the Alter Rebbe. At the end of the day, when you come before the Rebbeinu Shem to daven, you have to take upon yourself. This is the mitzvah of Ahavta Lecha Kamoicha before davening. There's that Rizal. The Rizal that Magid Avraham brings in down as well. At the end of the day, before you come to daven, we have to show the Rebbeinu Shem we care about his our brothers and our sisters. And this is not just something we do for our own family. We even do it for Amalek. We even do it for Esav, the Esav of the world. We start with Shalom. Our religion is a Derecher, Derecher Enom. Everything with peace, everything with Shalom. At the end of the day, what a beautiful insight from Yisrael Vorka, from Yivachas of Kuzmir. Rav Shechter from the Rambam, and from Rav Simon, quoting the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Moving on to idea number 5. So on the last pasuk in Perichof, Meshech Achman writes beautifully, Perichof, pasuk of Tetzvayar, Kol Eda, Kigava, Aaron, Mayivko, Aaron, Shoshem, Kol Beis Yisrael, everyone cries, Kol Beis Yisrael for 30 days. Rashi says, he quotes the Maamar Chazal, that he always brought the Shalom between the husbands and wives, and everyone always brought Shalom. It says, you want to know, Meshech Achman says, you want to know why Eli also didn't cry, why everyone cried? He says, "Perish Hakosim Misapelanu Bezesh Shelo Haya Kolah Arbeim Shana Rotsa Nevesh Nevesh Peshogig." We know the Gemara Machas tells us that when the Kohen Gadol dies, that everyone who kills by accident is set free. We know from here that everyone cried, and everyone really sincerely cried. No one was happy. We learn from here that nobody killed Peshogig. No one was killed by accident. Shai Nigla Lamachan Levi V'Haya Nifra Mibesu Mishpachto. That no one was separated from their families, and they had to go play the year Ari Mikla Parshas Matos Masi come up in a few weeks. Shemahayalo Halachaz Ramiza Zaron. They would have been happy. The fact that the Torah says that everyone cried shows that no one died. And there was no Arei Miklat. And at the end of the day, the Arei Miklat weren't intact until he got there to Israel. But at the end of the day, the Meshech Chachma wants to say, you see, Kol Beis Yisrael, everyone was crying to show you that no one was besimcha when they left. And this is the Sichos Musar, I believe, tells us. We know that the Kohanim Gedolim, that's how all the people who killed by accident, they got free when the Kohen Gadol would die. So what would the Kohen Gadol's mothers do? The Gemara Malkus tells us they would make these cookies and they would give them to the people so they shouldn't daven. Sichos Moshe says, I believe, if Chaim Shmuel says that would make a person not to daven. Not make a person not to daven. They want to go home to their families. But okay, the Kohen Gadol's mother gave me some clothing and some good food. I'm not going to daven. Says if Chaim Shmuel, no, they're going to daven. They're going to daven. But they're not going to daven with the same heart and the same passion and the same commitment. Because they're going to feel bad. The Kohen Gadol's mother gave me this cookie, gave me this sweater, gave me this hat, gave me this techel, gave me this shetel, whatever, techel, shetel for my wife. At the end of the day, they're going to feel bad. But I thought that was such an incredible insight from the Meshech Chachma. It flips the whole Kol Beis Yisrael on its head. That at the end of the day, not only was I really crying for Aaron Kohen because he did Shalom, but because there was no Rishikha B'shoigig. And Reb Chaim Shmuel tells us incredible insight when it comes to the Ari Mikla. At the end of the day, why did the Kohen Gadol's mothers give it? Because at the end of the day, just to change that tefillah for one little ounce from their son. Because at the end of the day, every tefillah is so special. The Ramon Shemzai, even the tefillah that they were down, the Kohen Gadol should die. Now that they're going to feel a little guilty that they took the Kohen Gadol's, you know, the mommy's clothing and food. Now the tefillah won't be accepted. The tefillah will be changed. How important is it to realize that every tefillah is super impactful and super special? Says the Sichos Moshe. What a beautiful insight for the Meshech Chachma and Chaim Shmuel. Let's review these 5 ideas. He starts saying the Yisach Moshe, what's the Lashon? Yichoy Lecha. So Chazal tells that the mother has to come to clean up the son's, the son made a mistake. So too, so here, the Paradum has to go come clean up the eagle. At the end of the day, this is the Vort. The Avni Nezer says, Sumeva Ayde Asitov, Sumeva Asitov, what's the Vach Chibor? How do we get past things in life? By making sure that we live lives filled with light and Kedusha and Torah, Tefillah and Chesed, and we're busying ourselves, then that light will fall away. When a person has the realization that he can literally take all the paradumas in his life and wipe out all the eagle zavs, the Kotzker Rebbe said, you don't have a Chasidim, not fight the Yitzhar, Pidim, have time for the Yitzhar. This is the Kotzker also says that Yesha is Shalomidah. It's not part of the Jewish dictionary. Do number 2, the Rosh Habanim, the Zos HaTaris, Adam and Kiyamas Ba'il. Gemara Brachas tells us that Gimel, a person has to be able to work hard in that. What is Hashem? It's not what he says, but Adam, there's two types of people. If they have two pockets, Adam offer humility, but Galus, Adam Le'elion, to be compared to the Rabbon Hashem. Sometimes, like the Shri Pitcha says from the Sasem, sometimes you got to be a Racha, sometimes you got to be a Leia. Sometimes the Racha got to be quiet, sometimes you got to be a Leia. Like the Sasem says, Kiyapam, Adam Hashem, you have to know when to step up the little life of balance, like the Rambam tells us as well. Specifically, Koch Adibur, that's what Sasem says. Rabbi Shmelka tells us, what's the Vayom HaShlishi? When you work Vayom HaShlishi, when you're making yourself for Shabbos, then Mizorcha to Vayom HaShlishi, Yischatabo, then you Mizorcha to the seventh day, and then Mizorcha to the Shabbos, filled with tremendous Kedusha. And that's what the Siva Shalom says, Shabbos is Lashon, Shabbos Botosha, Shabbos Day of Tshuva, Mishtach Be'er Shabbos, Yochav Shabbos. Idea number 4, Cheskov Kushma, Fayitzah Vorka, Kormar, the Emerald Israel, the first Pasuk in Revi, even to Edom, even to Esau's ancestor, we have to start with the Shalom, the Rama Pazans by Amalek. Shechter just quoted it here on Shavuos. We start with Shalom, we start with peace. Our religion is our religion is peaceful. And that's what the Alter Rebbe says, today's being the Rebbe's Yartza, Gimel Tamas, before we daven, we have to show our father that we care about our brother, we care about our sister. And this is what Aaron Cohen was. Oh, Shalom, Rodi Shalom. Final idea, in Chav Chavchetz, from the Shechachma, why Kol Beis Yisrael, why did everyone cry for 30 days? So the Rashi said, because Aaron HaKohen always brought Shalom. But the Meshechachma says, because everyone cried, no one was besimcha, because there was no Ritzicha B'Shoigig, there was no accidental murder, and there was no there was no one who were being let out to go free back to their families. And Sichus Mishnah tells us that the Kohen Gadol's mothers would always give up these people food and clothing, so they wouldn't daven, but they would daven taka, but the davening wouldn't be the same. And says there's Chaim Shmuel, that shows us that every tefillah is so special to Bona Shom Zimes. We have to make sure to believe in our tefillah, to never give up on ourselves, ancient yesh, to be able to busy ourselves with Kedusha and light and Torah and mitzvahs, be able to live a life filled with balance, to Kedusha Shabbos throughout the week, to yearn for Shabbos, to look forward for Shabbos, to spread love, to spread pat, to spread shalom, to spread derech chayim, and Be'ez Hashem, to believe in our Kohecha tefillah, Be'ez Hashem, Yisbach Shchoich.